We had a New Life financial meeting this last week, which are usually kind of prayer, prophetic, kind of flowing kind of meetings. They're always kind of fun. And I wanted to, you guys might have a seat. I'll yell at you in just a minute. But we are in the, yeah, do you want to release the kids now or after? I'll do it in just a minute, buddy. We just wanted to just thank you so much for your partnership with us financially. Part of that meeting was me, again, repenting for my fear about money and about weirdly not being able to talk about money in our community of faith. I struggle with it. I struggle because of bad examples out there and then the mixture of pride and that I'm connected to the giving and all this kind of stuff. And I guess I just wanted to publicly make that confession. I did it over in Wichita and did a fair job. I got a little more rebuked after the service, but I kind of, you know, winged it out there about money. It's such a huge issue in the Bible, this issue of what we do with finances. And it's interesting that the Lord says, Jesus says, you can't serve two masters. God didn't design your heart to serve two masters. You can't serve both God and the devil. Is that how it goes? Yeah, it says money. It says God and money. Money is the prevailing stealer of the affections of our heart, especially in this miracle called America. And so it is such a big deal to the Lord about what we do with money and that we have dominion over money and our hearts are free from the love of money, because the love of money is called the root of all evils. And so every day you and I are tempted to love money and to fear money. And so I just wanted to sow this principle before we give. It says, honor the Lord in Proverbs 3. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. Centerpiece in my giving and Amy and I's giving process is this issue of first fruits giving. We're not trying to be legalistic about it, but we believe before even the law, Abram came out of a war. You remember that? And gave to Melchizedek the first fruits, a tenth of what he had earned in the middle of that war. And so I want to challenge you as a disciple around first fruits giving. That the first thing you do with your finances is a faith act that looks ridiculous to the world, not saving, not paying, but actually giving into the kingdom. And to be challenged by that principle, because it's in alignment with Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This issue, what you do with money obviously determines really what you're going to do with Jesus in a way. And so it's so important that we think through this thing, because money is so provides that pseudo security and that pseudo kind of control and power that we can have. And we know from the Bible that we're not to store up treasure on earth, but in heaven. And so the Lord is wanting to release, I believe, a grace for generosity like never before. I'm not preaching this because we're in trouble. Our bills are paid. Financial team met, did what they do. Generosity kind of movements of faith. We just gave $5,000 to some workers in Egypt. We're sending and wiring it over this week. Some guys that we've met that are just great partners have literally been imprisoned and beaten and have lost everything. And these guys have 400 house churches in the Islamic world. I mean, there's massive suffering. We're bringing two of those leaders over in February. But it's our privilege to sow in, and you just blessed them. We just saw an email back from them. It was over the top. I don't know if you saw my little prayer text. If you want on our prayer alert text, I'll try not to wear you out. But if you want to hear a flash hot prayer request, please talk to me. I can get you on that. But some of you may have got that this week where one of these brothers was going on a five-day journey to some cities to encourage workers that are under oppression that you cannot imagine because of their faith. Losing everything. Guys and gals being kidnapped and being abused. Things I cannot talk about here. It's just amazing what they're doing for the sake of the gospel. And so it's our privilege to pray. So this guy sends this thing because he hears that a couple hundred people are praying in Kansas and they're just overwhelmed. He could not express his heart enough for the prayer in Kansas. He said, my Kansas praying family. He just said it with such affection in this email. It was just awesome. So we've sent them $2,000. We're going to send $5,000, and it's our privilege to do that. I just want to say this. I think and believe with all of my heart, there are many great ministries for you to sow into. Be led by the Holy Spirit. I believe that we're good soil. I think we've got integrity. We've got long haul. When you invest in us, you not only invest in our tribe of 5 to 6, 7 churches, but you are also investing in some ministry to the larger church I'm able to spend almost 50% of my time with other churches and other leaders. This last week, meeting with leaders from other churches, new and upcoming leaders, they're going to lead these larger churches in Wichita, and they are like hungry for the Holy Spirit. I bring you such good news. Traditional guys that are going, we cannot bring the kingdom forth by our own wits and might. We've got to have the power of the Spirit. And so, anyway, thank you for your partnership. I pray that you will consider partnering with us financially and in prayer in various ways, and thank you for those that have over these many years.